Now we're going to actually open sacred space. And it's been pretty sacred all the way, but we're going to open sacred space. And it looks like I'm not going to get to half of the teachings that I had for today, but this was well worth it. And the way we open sacred space in the Wind Clan is, your spirits are going to love this, we laugh. And we laugh from the belly. And this comes from the Maori tradition, that before they moved into sacred ceremony, and a lot of traditions, they laugh. Like when I was up on Salkantay in the 0-degree weather, waiting for the despacho ceremony to begin, the shamans had some rum and they had a little belly laugh. And I was so rigid and like, no, no, no. This is a ceremony, we're serious. So when I saw this, I thought like to myself, like, what better way to start any group would be to have a belly laugh. And this requires you to undo your mic, because if you've ever had a belly laugh with somebody, you know that the sound of their laughter creates more laughter. So whose spirits were really excited we were going to laugh? So bring them along too. And so I invite you to bring your child-hearted self, or not if you don't have a child-hearted self, to this experience. And we'll start out by laughing. Let me take my glasses off for this. Ha 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 we'll do that each time, so we'll get better and better at laughing. All right. So now we're gonna use a wind whistle. And if you have your own wind whistles, feel free. And we're moving towards the east. Because one thing that I learned was, why was I teaching a vision board class in January 1st when I was supposed to be resting? And after I realized that I should have been resting and not manifesting, I thought like, wow, I am months off my journey. And so now that's why this course starts in February, because we're going to do a journey together where we actually are going to see what seeds we're sowing there that have survived the long cold winter. But so we're going to start with the east, and I'm going to call, and I do it with the wind. I don't give it a long song and dance, because that's not me. Never memorized the script, but I am going to call to the four cardinal winds and bring them to hold this sacred space. So, this is the east. So if you have your wind whistles, some of you do and some of you don't, feel free to do this and just sit in and imagine calling in the forces, the great forces of the Eurus, the east wind. Notice the south wind, Zephyrus, which brought a lot of you here, the west wind, and Boreas, the north wind, into this circle to hold this space, this container for all of us. Eurus, winds of the east, join us here in this circle that spreads from the east to the west, to the north, to the south. Be here with us as we start this journey. To explore our mind, our beliefs, and our ideas, and new beginnings. Thank you for joining us. Notice the wind of the south. You can be playful as you dance with our emotions, our needs, and our desires. Help us as we grow our ideas with the noonday sun. We welcome you to this circle. We call in Zephyrus, the changeable one, that of the physical body, the harvest and the endings. You have brought many people here who are grieving a loss of a loved one or a major part of their life. Help us as we move around this medicine wheel. And Boreas, you're here to remind us that we're still in the grasp of your winter. That the spiritual, the community is calling to us. Thank you for showing up to give people the purpose, the wind breath, the call of this community. Boreas, thank you. And we're going to connect to the inner spin axis. We're going to connect all of these winds so that we have a central core that keeps us connected as a community. As a reminder that we're one circle and that all of our spokes go out from the middle and that we're then connected by the cardinal winds on the outside as well. And what we're here for is to activate the wisdom of the wind gods and goddesses to navigate any situation and to connect with your true essence, your magnetic north. And you know when you're aligned to magnetic north that your spirit, your ideas, your needs, and your body are all aligned and moving in one direction. So when one of them is out of alignment, you'll be able to know and to adjust your sail so that you can catch that wind of spirit. And the one nice thing about the wind is that it always blows in the present moment. It's not blowing in the past. It's not blowing in the future. It's blowing now. So we call in these winds now. And when you start to work with these winds, your life will change course effortlessly. When you say, oh, I always use the Trader Joe's example, when you're in your magnetic north, the line moves nice, you run into your neighbor, you're speaking to someone. When you're off in any one of those other coordinates, it's either there's not enough time, there's not enough people, there's how am I ever gonna get this done? So you can tell, like in the little daily things, how you're spiritually aligned. And as we do these four directions together, you're going to be able to look and see like, oh, that's an old idea that I need to let go of, or wow, that's a need for me. I really need to tend to that. Or like when I wanted to teach, when the book was launched, I was in bed. I launched the book from bed and that's because I ran out of wind power. And it was only after I published the book that I really understood that you know, I had to eat better and that I had to do these things because I needed to be available to the teaching. And so the wind will teach me, and it's not always big, profound. Sometimes it's hugely profound. And sometimes it's just like, wow, am I aligned today? And the north wind will always teach you when you're aligned, because for years I had a holistic network and I was always dragging everyone along. And now we have a cohort of 40 people, 40, 41. It's give or take a minute there. And that came effortlessly in from the idea of that the winds brought you. I didn't have to run over to BC and drag you, that the winds brought you. And so that's how you know if your spirit, your ideas are spirit driven. You know, and that doesn't mean you don't get tested, but it means that when you're spirit driven, the winds take care of a lot of the showing up for you. Like I was up here on Whidbey looking for a house, looking for a house. And I got turned down on a lot of them. And then all of a sudden, I threw my hands up in the air at the beach that I walked to every single night and said, listen, if you want me here, you better find me a house because I can't afford these houses. And so I go back to Palm Desert, and a week later, and I had done all the footwork, a week later, a house shows up on the market that I wouldn't have even looked at, right in the neighborhood, probably parallel to the beach that I was, you know, like perpendicular to the beach that I walked to every night. And it was like, well, here's your house. And the rest is history. I've moved up here. And the wind will give you access to alternate present moments. You're going to learn that there's a place where linear and cyclical time intersect, and you're going to be able to move through it effortlessly. And then you're going to learn how to enter into the void of creation. You're going to learn about your own creativity, your own dynamic of creation. And you're going to learn how you create everything. And you're going to get to decide if that one doesn't work for you. Maybe you can learn to rely upon another one. That's a little further down. Now, some of you are really new. So you saw that I was wind whistling. I'm not going to go into it along here because I've already like gone over, but I will be putting how to wind whistle. I'll do a special exercise for this group today so that you learn to do it. And you don't all have wind whistles, but the wind breath in this tradition, I believe that alchemy happens in the breath, not on what you think, not on what you say, but how you breathe it into the world. And so you're going to learn about that, and you're going to learn how to use your wind whistle in order to breathe your own alchemical ideas into the birth, your own alchemical world ideas into the world, but also how to use it for healing other people. When people ask me to call a wind for them, I will call a wind and I will get a whole reading. I'm going to have to teach you how to do a wind bath. It looks like I might have to go live again this week too. So expect me in the, in Bridget's immersion group. The wind walk. I am going to take a minute to explain the wind walk. So the wind walk is our mindful oracle. So how you take a wind walk is you form a question, and we'll go into more detail about how to form a better question. But so say the question is my question yesterday was this. Should I spend an hour and a half giving people the basics of wind work, or should I have everybody introduce themselves? Then I took a walk. I walked out the door. I waited for the wind to give me a little kiss on the cheek. And then I just walked for an hour. That's my routine. You don't get walk 2 minutes if that's your routine. And, you know, and then I saw this outdoor altar come to form, and how first I thought I was going to have to carry a rock back for each of you. But I said, no, they need to go get their own rocks. You don't need to be carrying their rocks. But that it was really important to bring each of you into the circle, because so many of you wanted to connect to community. And now that we have that, on Wednesday in Bridget's integration session, we'll teach you how to do the wind breath. And that will be recorded. The private groups won't be recorded. The integration groups will be. You do need to know about the Wind Spirit cards. I put those into your group, into the class note one notes. So Wind Spirit cards are the 32 wind cards and spirits that made it into this first book. You might find relationships with more, but right now these are the 32 we're working with. And there's four cardinal winds in there, two doldrums, which are the south southeast and the south southwest. And the doldrums are places where the wind doesn't blow. And that doesn't mean no movement. That means that there's work to be done in silence, in quiet, in stillness. Some of those, like who was saying that they had the doldrums year? Well, I've had some doldrums year where I think the year the book launched, it was a doldrums year. It didn't mean that nothing was going to happen. It meant that I was somewhere between the east and the south, or somewhere between the south and the west. So don't take it as no movement. Take it at that we haven't quite finished the new idea and moved into the, you know, the emotions around it, or we got through the emotions, but we're not ready to bring it into physical form. Okay? And the wind that I just pulled for this group is Wairamama, which is very curious. And that's the Peruvian wind of right relationship. And that's about give and receive, that there's a reciprocity here, that we're going to give all of our heart to you. And we want you to give all of your heart back to us, because the more we give and receive, the more we all get together. And I tell you that because our first experience, we're not even going to talk about wind knots today. I'm going through my notes. A lot of this stuff, I would be here for three more hours. So it's just suffice to say that we're starting in the East. And the East is about mind, memories, and beliefs. And remember that the sun rises in the East. And in the Vedic traditions, all the past, present, and future memories are stored in the East. It's about mental acuity or confusion, the ability or lack thereof to envision the future and make plans. And it's about perception and discernment. Now, let me share my screen for a second. And as you can see, you're not going to miss this material. I'm going to come back to this material. I just thought I was way more, I always like to make 3 hours into 1 hour. And that's the story of my life that I'm going to work on working with changing this year. So your magnetic north, you know, your compass is pointing magnetic north when you're passionate about your life, your needs are met, you obtain measurable results, and you're experiencing a sense of fulfillment through contribution. This is my vision for you. This is our goal. And so when you see, you'll get all the slides. So those of you who want to look a little bit more, you're going to get all the ones, even the ones I didn't go over really deeply today. We will go over all of that information. This kind of gives you an idea of, you know, what we're going to work through as we move around our compass this year. And right now we're all going to keep you in the East. Saying that, however, your first homework experience that you're going to have is, first of all, you're going to be creating an altar. Let me go there. And an altar is a place where you add your daily prayers. It's a place where you build a powerful relationship with spirit. My suggestion is, a lot of you probably have altars, but I would recommend you create an outdoor altar for this work that connects us all. And Bridget will go over that more on Wednesday. So don't feel like you need to go out, run out, and do all of this work this weekend, because some of you might, and you know what? I bet you those of you who are going to run out and do it all are the ones who are going to be needing wind power throughout to get through the rest of it. So we're here for 10 months. Like, I wanted to teach you everything today. We're not going to get to everything I wanted to teach you today, but we're going to do it in the room. We're going to do it as we move forward, and we're going to do it in divine wind time. And so I want to say that so that you know that we're going to get there. Well, this is, I never did change that slide. So if you read in the slides, and this is important about each direction, this is important because in your first homework assignment that you're going to see, our first homework assignment together. Now, this is going to be the basis of our 10 months together. And I've mailed most of you a set of prayer flags that look like this. Now, by all means, the clever people in the group like Carrie, don't feel like you need to use them. You can get your own. You can make your own. We just learned when we were at Omega that part of the fun in when you craft together in a group is to make your own. But I didn't want, and I was talking to someone and said, oh my God, I feel so overwhelmed that I was going to have to make prayer flags. I'm so glad you're sending them. We sent them as a starting place. And what's really nice about these, is that they're strong. They've got these nice wire things on both sides, and that you can decorate them. And Bridget wasn't the only one who used water and watercolor markers last year. And after the first rainstorm, a couple people didn't have any symbols. The ones you're seeing are mine. The sky's the limit on this. Or you can get beads and all of that kind of stuff. In your class notes, and we're going to end on a journey. So this is the homework before the journey we're going to end on. So in your class notes, there's actually like a 7-page handout about the wind flags. And some of it, when I wrote the book, we put this much in about prayer flags. This wasn't in the first book. This is in the next book. My editor told me to remind you that you're going to hear a lot of what's going in the next book first here. And what the worksheets we're giving you are going to be the worksheets in the book. So you're getting a preview of this. My that's funny, my candle's crackling. Must be Renee, you're talking too much. So there's a set of notes about how to do these prayer flags, but I'm going to tell you. So there's also a set of wind cards that you can download and cut apart unless you have the other ones. Because how you're going to do it, and this is step one, is you're going to separate out the four cardinal winds and the two inner cardinal winds, the two doldrums, out from your deck of cards. This is one way of doing it. You could go outside and like what was it Judy saying that she knows she's been working with a particular wind for a long time. So she may just say, hey, it's time for a new wind and go inside and pick one out. But, and some of you already know the west wind brought you here. But for those of you who want to find out what wind you want to work with for this year, you separate out the four wind, the cardinal winds and the two intercardinal winds. You put them in a dish or bag. You shake them up and you pull one out. And you're going to work with that wind at least until the integration session with Bridget on Wednesday when we start to explain more. This is not like get it done this weekend project. This is a very mindful practice that we're going to spend the month doing. And I'm going to go live in the group too, and I'll add videos and things like that. But you're going to first discover what wind you're working with for the year. Last year for me, it was the north wind. I'll be curious to see what I pull out. You're going to get to know that wind for at least, you know, if you've been living with that wind for a while, but I'm gonna say there's no shoulds in this. I'm going to say at least work with it for 3 or 4 days, maybe even a week before you pull the next cards. Because after you're really comfortable with that, that is going to be the overarching win for all your prayer flags. You're not going to make a prayer flag for that win. That's like if you're looking at a flow chart, that's the win that's a little bit higher, and then it's going to be over the next level. Then you're going to very prayerfully pull out 10 win spirit cards from your bag. And I give you all sorts of tools for not getting them confused, because it can be very confusing when you're going from 10 cards to 10 flags. And we all learned this last year. I ended up stapling a win to the back of each card or flag so that I would know when I got later into that month, which it was. And that's why I sent you the paper one, so you didn't have to use your nice cardboard ones, for those of you who have those. And then you're going to spend time with each of those wins and decorate a flag to represent that wind as you know it, with very limited experience. Because over the next, from March on, March through November, you're going to actually spend a month working with your interpersonal wind, with the overarching cardinal wind directing how that lives. Now, if you have the book Winds of Spirit, and if you don't have the book Winds of Spirit, I hope to see a rush over at Amazon today, because it will really guide you. Because when you do, what people have often asked, how do they know what direction they're in? Well, you're going to know what direction you're in, because you're going to pull that cardinal wind and you're going to be working with it for a year. Heads up. In 2 weeks, the 27th, 9 o'clock in the morning, Bridget and I are going to be doing a introductory to prayer flags webinar. You're all invited to it. You just need to let me know. I'm not just going to send it to you if you don't say, but it's going to be more about the how-tos of making your prayer flags for the year. The difference between what people in that group are going to get and what you're going to group get is that you're going to actually take that wind and work with it for the year. You're going to work with it for a month with me, with the smaller group, and with the session. So you're really going to get a way deeper experience. And the reason we're offering it is because we want to make sure that we have a wind clan for next year's Wind Mastery Program. So we want to get other people, and then you can become the masters of working with it for a month, while other people won't exactly know what to do with it once they have that flag. But that's okay, because it got a lot of you here from working with them last year, and this year you're going to go deeper with it. So how we're going to end is that, oh, that's not supposed to be there. Huh, I deleted the wrong slide. That's okay. We're going to end by doing a journey. And the journey is called It's the Hungry Moon Journey. Now, I apologize to the people in Australia. So it might not be the Hungry Moon coming up in Australia. And you can reverse a lot of these teachings for yourself, because I really believe that we orient from where our own wheelhouse. So you're going to orient to this work based on where the center of your wheelhouse is. Well, don't tell me here, because I'm not going to look here. You'll have to tell me once you see it or something, or I'll just send it to everyone. That'll be easier. Yeah, I'll just send you the link to it. So if you can join, you can join, because that will be easier than me trying to keep track of who wants to join. So we're going to be journeying today with the rattle, and I'll try to keep it low. And let me just start something. I'm going to stop the share. I'm going to stop the recording for a second. Before I go to that, are there any questions about what I've shared up to this point? How are you feeling? And anyone have anything to say before we we stopped that and we moved towards the journey part of this. And sorry, I went over.